Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. We are now here in the way that I prefer to enjoy haunted houses without characters.
Can't make any promises.
Yeah.
Kidding, I'm kidding.
We're here with someone who is an incredible resource for everything that is haunted houses and Halloween Horror Nights. Ramon is with us. He started off as a character, and now he is behind the scenes designing the scary things. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad you guys are here to experience all the fun things that Halloween Horror Nights 32 has to offer.
Woo! Yeah, 32 years, which is incredible. I was just telling Damon, my brother went to the first one. Mm-hmm. And yesterday we ripped through here and had the best time. Some of us don't have voices. That's why I sound like this. But yes, now Jem can do it in her way. So my first question for you, which is incredible. You obviously love Halloween Horror Nights.
Yes.
How much time does it take to prepare all this for October?
Ooh, so it's now an over a 1 year process. So we usually start 13, 14 months in advance. So we started concept for 2024 back in July. So that gives you a little bit of an idea how far in advance we start planning these things, right? The brainstorming sessions that we have are so, so fun because we just all get into a small room and just throw ideas on the board and kind of piece things together. And it's so, so cool. And then the ideas, like this house, like one of our original houses, Dueling Dragons, come to life, right? And then once you have that core idea, you start developing it and you start designing it. And you start thinking of the scene by scenes and the characters and the environments and all that stuff. So it's a really cool process that is pretty extensive, but that's what makes it so great.
And where's the beginning of the process? Is it like, okay, there's this really scary idea, or we find a universally scary thing, like we were talking about earlier? Is it like, okay, so we know that clowns will scare pretty much everybody,
and then you
go from there?
Yeah, totally. So we think of tropes and things that are well known in the horror genre, things like clowns, vampires, demons, skeletons, things like that. And we're like, okay, how can we HHNify it? How can we make a story out of this? How can we take these characters and do something cool and different with them, right? Vamp 69, for example. We have this vamp franchise where we get to kind of dive into some decades and have some camp and some fun. So we love putting unique twists on horror classics like
that. Yes, I will say also the gays representation. There were many characters serving out there this year. I saw some voguing.
Yes.
I loved it. I was living. I was like, yes!
Absolutely. We love inclusion here. We're all about that.
And by the way, if you want to invite me to one of those meetings, I told you guys, I've been thinking of ideas. Taxes.
I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do.
So where are we're standing inside of the Dueling Dragons Choose Thy Fate house, which has one of the coolest features I've seen in a house, which is that at some point you have to literally choose left or right.
Yes, that's a callback to, we've done that in HHN's past. Like we've had different paths that our guests can choose, but we haven't done it in quite some time. It's like the 90s, I think it was the last time we did it. So this that's a cool callback for our old school HHN fans, right? But we knew when we were doing this idea, this property, that we had to do that part of the story justice, right? We had to give people the opportunity to choose from one of two paths. This idea was very ambitious, as you can tell.
Yeah.
And we're so happy with how it was executed, and it seems like our guests are too.
It's incredible. Even me. Yeah. I mean, I'm Even me who's scared by anything. I mean, I grew up coming here. I grew up riding the Dueling Dragons ride. And so it was really exciting. I chose fire.
Yeah, we chose fire. But I
wonder, though, how much does it vary between fire and ice?
So there's four endings in total, which is crazy. So depending on when you come in the night, if you choose fire, you might see Merlin at the end, and he's like, you've done it, you're triumphant. What? Or if you go through fire, you might see the warlock, who shows you Merlin's severed head, right? Same with the ice side. So there's four possible sides. So there's a lot of replayability, right? There's a lot of incentive for our guests to come back to get a different ending.
Absolutely.
Before we move on to the next part, because we're going to show you guys different parts of this amazing house, this I've been wondering for a really long time.
Yeah, yeah.
In between scares, what are the characters doing?
Ooh, so the way our system works, we have 21 to 22 scare actors in a cast when you're going through a haunted house, and they are activating their scares with their triggers, which are the foot pedals or the hand pedals that they activate to initiate the lighting sequence, to initiate the audio, and they are hitting those triggers and doing their scares every 3 to 4 seconds.
So they have to be switching out. They can't be in there the whole night.
So they're on for 45 minutes at a time. So
But a tremendo 45 minutes.
Listen, they like it. They have fun, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I have to tell you.
It's a really, our scare actors truly, we say this all the time, but they are the lifeblood of our event, right? Without them, we have these cool designs and these cool ideas, but they are the ones that bring it to life. My favorite part of the process is the rehearsal process when the scare actors come in, because you see them bring these ideas to life, and they bring a wave of energy that takes us to the opening gates. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. This is incredible. I can definitely see myself doing something like that. I don't know so much about being she's on make the money. Other side. She's like, actually,
good luck.
Career change.
Well, I'm here for it. I support you.
Thank you. If anybody can teach us this, Ramon, I want a one-on-one scream class with you.
Done.
I'm sure there has to be some trick to the scare, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have tricks of the trade that we've been doing for 32 years, you know, and our rehearsal process is very cool to see the performers grow and get comfortable in their scares after we give them a little bit of guidance and stuff. It's really cool.
I'm going to scare camp, guys. All right, shall we move to another location, this epic house?
Yeah,
if there's something hiding, I'm going to kill you, okay?
No promises.
Let's go, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, we have moved to one of the most beautiful rooms I've seen, which granted, when you go through the house, if you really look, you can see some of these details, but this is truly amazing because what we're seeing now in the light and just everything that's put together is an incredible vision. So obviously we want to go through the houses multiple times if you come to Horror Nights so that you can catch all these things and look for different things.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's up with all these trinkets and stuff in this room? Where are we standing right now?
So this is a very important room to the story of this house. So in this room, we see Merlin's spellbook, right? Mm-hmm. And we see two warlocks. We have one friend here and one friend that'll pop out right here. And they're literally dueling and fighting over control of the spellbook, right? Merlin has been captured and transformed into the Enchanted Oak. And these two opposing warlocks of fire and ice are going at it and trying to capture his spellbook. But what they don't know is that they're about to be turned into ferocious dragons, taking the war to a whole nother level, right? This scene is absolutely gorgeous. We got these stained glass windows. We have Merlin here in one of the windows represented.
Amazing.
Where this is exactly how he looks later in the house when you see him in the flesh. So this is one of many very, very cool scenes in this house.
This is incredible. I noticed that when we were entering the haunted house, we were walking through an oak.
Yes.
And I couldn't tie it together, and now I finally have.
And if you listen closely, you can hear Merlin talking to you through the enchanted oak.
That was, of course. You know, sounds are such a big part of haunted houses. Yeah. And I know that now as a guest who's experienced it, and I was scared by characters, I was scared by thumps over the speakers. How do you guys curate the sounds for haunted house?
Oh, our audio design process is so, so fun. We have a library of sounds, screams, growls that we've used for years and years and years, but every year we get to record new content too.
Oh, wow.
We get to kind of tap into our wonderful pool of actors here at Universal for voiceover stuff and things like that. So yeah, that's one of my favorite parts of the process is the audio design process.
Yeah.
And it's always so, so cool to be a part of.
Absolutely. Technology is changing every day, mm-hmm. and we almost can't keep up. How do you sort of incorporate the new changes in technology every year as the houses change?
Like truly,
the
truly, we make strides every year, both behind the scenes and within the designs of the haunted houses. A really cool thing that our scenic designers do is that once they have the first model of a house complete on a computer program, they walk us through the model on VR goggles.
That's
a really cool thing we've been doing over the last like 2 or 3 years.
That is epic.
And truly, it's game changing for us because we're talking January, February. We're able to walk through the haunted house and feel what the structure feels like, right? So that's an example of how we're kind of tapping into technology to really push the boundaries of what we do. But within the designs of the houses, like you said, the costume design of this house, we have really cool lighting elements. Yeah. We kind of took inspiration from our Mardi Gras parade with those lighting elements and stuff like that. And being able to do things like that just takes, again, the storytelling of an experience like this to the next level.
That floored me. The lighting under the clothes, because you're getting scared, but that's what I love about these houses. You're having an artistic experience. I've never seen anything like that where actual people are moving around and it looked like they were glowing from the inside.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Outrageous. I didn't know they were people.
I thought they were AI.
So I mean, I thought he was real last night. He's real.
He just has a long gig. He stands there the whole night.
He's got a case of the Mondays. You know, he's just like.
Are you allowed to tell us the little secret that you were telling me on the way here about some of the things in this room?
Ooh, yeah. So there are a lot of Easter eggs in all of our houses, but especially this house, right? So one thing directly besides this, if you look closely at the spell book, there's a very familiar symbol right here. That is actually Dr. Oddfellow's symbol.
Oh!
So Dr. Oddfellow really is woven into every aspect of this year's event. He's in the scare zones. He's in the houses. He has his own house. But that's a cool little Easter egg there, right? For fans of the original Dueling Dragons attraction, there are a lot of scenic elements and decor elements that were that are repurposed from the original attraction.
Oh,
my heart.
Yeah.
And these are some really cool details that our guests can get if they do our Unmasking the Horror tours.
Ooh.
So our Unmasking the Horror tours are daytime tours where guests can come with the lights on, no scare actors.
That's where I will be.
Tour guide who takes you through the houses scene by scene and runs you down a list of Easter eggs each scene and kind of brings things to life that you would never really catch if you're just coming through on a night, right?
So is the way to do it, you go to the houses first and then you do that the next day?
I think so, yeah. A lot of people do the Unmasking the Horror tours and then go to the event, which does work, but in my opinion, I think it's great if you can come to the event and the next day do a tour to kind of get some more context for everything you just saw the night before.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, well, look over there so that I can grab one of these items from the original ride. In our own world, we'll be taking the Iceman. Well, cool. That's amazing.
This is incredible.
All right, guys, we are trucking on to the next room. We still have not been scared, so we're still nice to Ramon.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite Michael Tura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
We are now standing in between what seems like fire and what seems like ice, although it is cold in here, so there ain't no fire. Something that I've noticed when I'm walking through is that where these characters are hiding has to be a complete other web, right? Because we can't see where they are before they scare. Yeah. Can you tell us about how you plan, like, the behind, the, how do you make it so that we can't see where they're hiding?
So, designing the boo hole, we like call them boo holes. So the performance spaces of our performers are boo holes. A lot of fun, right? So designing the placement of boo holes in all of our scenes, truly that part of the process takes quite a bit of time, because we are constantly trying to trick our HHN fans, right? Because our HHN fans, they know and love our traditional scares, like the mirror gags and stuff like that. And we're constantly trying to design scenes in a way where it's like, let's do something a little bit different. Let's place this scare in a different spot. Let's divert someone's expectations this way, right?
Yeah.
So like I said, we have 21 to 22 performers in a cast, so we try to spread it out pretty evenly, but some scenes call for more scares than others, right? And we have different kinds of scenes. So in this, scares, in this scene, we have what we call performers that live in scene. Mm-hmm. So we have a knight here and a knight over there who are pretending to be statues, like they're frozen in place, and then they come to life for a scare.
Yeah,
right?
I met that one.
Yeah. We have history.
Yeah. So thematically, for a scene like this, where we're in the middle of the war and we're seeing these knights who are have been affected by either fire or ice, we could play with an idea of like, okay, let's have these performers, instead of popping out of their boo holes, live in scene and pretend like they're statues to come to life for a scare, right? Classic HHN scare, but we did it in a way that serves the story. So yeah, it's a very intricate process to figure out what the scares look like in all the scenes.
I don't know what it's gonna be like in a couple of years, because there was a house that literally I was walking by a wall and it just looked like a completely benign wall. It was painted. I saw it with my own eyes. It had paint on it. Yep. And then it literally turned into glass.
Yeah.
It like poofed into glass, and I saw a scare character in her boo hole. And I'm like, that was just a wall. So yeah, it's definitely getting someone
very
who's
clever,
been here
very
a lot.
Clever.
It's evolving.
Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
Goodness. Okay. So curious, there are 10 houses this year, correct?
Correct. Yes.
And how is it that you gauge the success of a haunted house? Do you have like scream machines picking up on the screams?
Is it
feedback? How do you know?
Yeah, so we definitely tap into online feedback. We take a look at socials and see what people are saying on socials. We also have surveys that people can take at the exit of the park. So they can kind of, at the end of their night, take a survey and kind of rank their houses and say, tell us what they like the most, right? But also, our team is here on the nightly. So I've actually worked every single night of the event this year so far.
Oh my gosh.
Which is really so fortunate for that. So yeah, we're here on the nightly, and we walk through, we cheer our performers on, but we're also kind of gauging how things are looking and how the houses and streets are evolving, right? The houses that we see at the beginning of the run to now are two totally different experiences because our performers grow.
Yeah.
We add things to the houses sometimes, right? So it's so cool to see. Yeah, sometimes we'll add and change little things, but it's cool to see the experiences evolve, and that's kind of a perk of our jobs because we get to be here on the nightly and kind of see that process, which is really cool.
If somebody can't do the daytime tour, right, but they want to get some information on the houses, like I think it's really cool to inform people to read up on the story at least, or get ready for what they're walking into. Is there somewhere that people can read that
stuff? Yeah, absolutely. So you can dive pretty deep if you're really interested in this stuff, right? But if you just want to get an idea of what the houses are, what the content is, you can obviously go to universalorlando.com/Halloween/HHN. But we also have, for all of our original houses and streets, we have intricate backstories, and we have podcasts that dive deeply into the backstories of the characters and stuff from some of our original houses and streets. I got to thankfully write one of those this year, which is really, really cool.
Come on
the Darkest Deal, which is awesome. Our team loves diving deeply into the original content like that. We thrive. We love bringing the IPs to life, right? And bringing famous, popular properties to life. But we really love delving into the original content. So if you're someone who's interested in HHN, you're not sure if you can go and you really want to read up on it and stuff, there's so much lore and backstory that you can dive into with our podcast and on our website and all that good stuff. So there's a lot to take in.
So can you tell us a little bit about where we are?
Yeah, so we are in what we call the frozen hallway, right? Obviously, you see remnants of burnt char here and stuff like that. Fire Dragon's been through here and he's kind of let some flame loose here on the poor frozen nights, but also the ice dragons come through, right? So something really cool that we do in a lot of our haunted houses is what we call shadow play, which is video effect with silhouette. And this scene has a really cool silhouette effect where when you walk in to your left over here, you can see a video element of a dragon flying by, but then immediately after that video element finishes, you see the shadow up above of the dragon kind of coming this way, and then you see a fog blast as if he is attacking the knights that are here. So that's an example of how we kind of combine elements to tell a story and to create a cool effect in our scenes.
You really bring it to life.
Yeah.
So we're here in a big studio space, correct?
Yeah.
Because that was something that I didn't realize until we walked in here today. I'm like, wait a minute, this is familiar. And you have more than one haunted house in some of your studios?
Yeah. So we have our soundstage houses, right? This is one of our soundstage houses. This is in Soundstage 24. But what's really cool is that this house shares a space with another house, which is Yeti Campground Kills.
Oh, Jem didn't like that one.
You know what?
For what it's worth,
it was incredible. Yeah. It really did an incredible job at scaring me.
Yeah.
When you said that there was 21, 22 scare actors about every house, I'm like, there's no way. There were like 50 Yetis there last night.
You got Jem with the Yeti. Yeah. Jem is Yeti.
That's awesome. Love to hear that.
So that's behind this one.
Correct. They're kind of side by side. And a cool thing that we love to do every now and then is go up on the catwalks, right?
Oh, wow,
and just watch from above. And you see these two worlds kind of coexisting side by side. It's the coolest. It's so cool when we have the opportunity to put two houses in one space like this. It's a testament to how great it is to be able to host an event like this on Universal Orlando property.
Yeah.
Where we have sound stages. We have sprung tents in the back of the park. We have parade buildings. It's so cool that we get to transform these backstage areas into our haunted houses.
What's here when the houses aren't?
So sound stages are used year round for a multitude of things, right? They can be break spaces for casts. They can be used for productions, right? So our production team kind of always has some stuff going on with the sound stages, and we're actively using them in different ways.
Awesome.
Until we have to start constructing our house.
Yeah.
So we have 1 week off.
Then you're out.
Cram it all in. And then
I have another idea. In that week, you could do a roller rink in here, haunted roller rink.
Oh my gosh.
Hire me.
She's really good. This is your girl.
For a Monday morning, your ideas are flowing.
And last night we were here until 2 a.m. No, it's inspiring. I got inspired.
It really is.
You inspire us.
Thank you. I will say this.
I think fear is contagious.
Yeah.
Because when I was walking through the haunted houses last night, now that I realize we're in a soundstage and there were other people walking through, I was getting scared based off other people's screams.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, everyone's screaming. We're not okay. We're okay.
There's
we're
a kinetic energy, definitely, that you can feel the moment you walk into a haunted house, right? If you can hear 10 people ahead of you losing their minds. You're like, oh my God, what is up ahead?
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
feeling
next.
That energy. And next thing you know, I'm screaming my head off.
Absolutely.
But yeah, well, I like that you said that the fear is contagious, but so is the laughter that comes after.
Yeah,
oh, for sure.
So what we love the most about HHN is what follows the screams, which is the laughter, right? At the end of the day, we want to make a huge Halloween party where people can come, get scared. Don't get me wrong. We definitely delve into the horror, but we want people to have fun and enjoy the magic of Halloween. And I think the laughters that come with the screams is a big part of that.
Well, in general, also, I think I agree with you so much because we were walking around and we were here during the day and we were like, they closed at 5, they opened at 8. Where did all this stuff come from? I mean, the ambiance in general, the way you guys use projections on the buildings to change the feeling of it, the food, the names of the food.
100%.
The food's amazing.
It's incredible.
The park transforms and it's really cool to
see. Completely.
And that's, I mean, that's a testament to the multitude of teams.
Yeah.
Hundreds of people that come together on the nightly to get this beast up and running, right? There's so many unsung heroes that really bring HHN to life that it's such a collaborative process, and I think that's why it's so successful.
Oh, I can tell you, even from the first time I came, it would instantly transition from like, to like, like a belly laugh. Because you're almost like, oh my God, you know, understanding the experience.
For sure.
But for people like Jem, yesterday we were interviewing, you know, a couple people that were walking in the park. Mm-hmm. And my curiosity is always, what is it about getting scared that people like?
Yeah, it goes hand in hand with horror films, right? Like people love the experience of going to see a horror movie in a theater, right?
Yeah.
It's cathartic in a way. I think challenging yourself and being like, I want to feel what it feels like to be scared by this experience, right? And then the release of the laughter afterwards is like, ooh, I survived that thing, right? It kind of delves into human nature, and it's a cathartic thing that I think all horror fans love, right?
Yeah.
And
adrenaline
even
rush.
When you become desensitized a little bit like me, because I walk these things every day at night. When I do have those moments where I'm genuinely frightened, I'm like, wow, that was a rush, you know, that was cool.
Yeah, a rush, and then it feels like you got hit by a train.
It does. Yes,
Jem's like,
does.
I could sleep. Right, I could sleep for 2 months right now.
I have an idea. Yeah. I have an idea. Maybe this is 2024, 2025, 2030.
Oh, good. Yeah,
who knows? Okay, haunted roller coaster.
Ooh,
talk about an adrenaline rush.
That could be a lot of fun, but also very horrifying.
Yeah, very horrifying.
Also, well, not on the Velocicoaster. You're not going to be able to see anything.
No.
Velocicoaster scary as is.
Yeah,
as
great
is.
As it is.
Well, awesome. Should we move to the next room?
I'd love to.
Our next location? This is incredible.
Cool. Let's do it.
We're never going to leave.
All right, moving on, guys.
Okay, we're back at the famed location where Destiny splits, and you can choose to either go to fire or ice.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to be here because this was a moment that I experienced last night. And of course, you know, she's a Sagittarius, I'm a Leo, we chose fire.
Can't be mad at that.
No, not at all. And you know, you guys may not know this, but we've actually been transporting through the haunted house on our spaceship. Ramon has really enjoyed being in space with us.
Yeah. A little anti-gravity.
A lot of fun. Yeah. I'm here for it.
Now, curious, because I do the logistics behind the scenes a lot of the times, and there are a lot of moving parts to this, like you've mentioned.
Yeah.
How do you sort of gauge between wanting to have the most successful scare possible and sort of keeping the space safe?
Ooh.
Yeah, so this is where collaboration really comes into play, because our partners, our production partners, kind of keep us in check.
Yeah.
Because we can get a little crazy with our ideas.
I getcha.
Like the first versions of these experiences, we're like, we're just throwing everything out there. We're like, in an ideal world, we can do this. And an actual dragon picks you up and flies.
Like,
we go crazy, right? But then our production partners are like, okay, love that idea. Let's keep the intent of that.
Love the enthusiasm.
Maybe do it in this way. Right. And that's where, again, the collaborative process between our team, our scenic designers, our costume lighting designers, our production partners, truly without any of them, if any of those elements were missing, these experiences wouldn't be what they are. Right. Because we might have an idea that in our world makes a lot of sense and we feel is great for the experience. But big picture wise, it's like, let's actually do it in this way because that makes a little more sense. So,
how long on average does your walk through a haunted house last?
Mm. Ooh, I want to say it's about 4 to 5 minutes or so.
Wow.
Yeah, long.
Average walk time of a haunted house. Sometimes it depends on how scared the groups in front of you are, right?
Because
if they're bolting through there, you're like, suddenly I'm running through this thing too. You know what I mean? But on average, I feel like they're like 4 or 5 minute experiences.
So I imagine you have to account for that, right?
Yeah.
For those moments where, I mean, it's our human nature, fight or flight, when you're scared to run out of there.
Yeah, 100%.
Are the scare actors trained in like dodging humans?
Especially our street scare actors. They have mastered the art of weaving through a sea of people. Our rehearsal process is so wonderful. Like I said earlier, you get to see our performers bring these experiences to life, but you also get to train them to prepare for the beast that is HHN, right? Yeah. It's the biggest Halloween event in the world. We have the most people coming. Every year we kind of top the amount of guests that we have. Yeah. So our performers are trained to give people the most intimate, aggressive scares possible while still keeping themselves and the guests safe. So it's the perfect balance of going just far enough, but not too far.
Yeah. They don't touch you, just so you know. They're not allowed to, but it doesn't really matter. It feels like they
touch you on the inside. I have a question. Yes. I want to know the tea.
Okay.
If you can spill it. Are the houses brand new every year? Like, are you, you're starting from scratch with the building, with the signs? Yeah. I know obviously you had a couple of set pieces and maybe decoration, but do you ever reuse any of the infrastructure of the houses?
Yeah, no. So the houses are constructed brand new every single year. We definitely reuse and tap into some of our decor elements and stuff like that we like to put in our houses as Easter eggs for our fans, where it's like, wait a second, was that thing from that house 2 or 3 years ago? I think it was, right? And it kind of gives an incentive for the Unmasking the Horror Tours for our fans to really get a gauge of what things are returning from the past.
So you keep all of the previous ones?
Yeah, so we have a huge warehouse.
Huge.
A lot of HHN goodness.
Whoa.
It is like, it's like kid in a candy store. It's really cool. But we, 32 years of history exists in one place, and we love to kind of tap into there and throw Easter eggs into our houses whenever we can.
Yeah. Another idea, just, throwing them out there. We do Halloween Horror Nights permanent. You do Halloween Horror World. Ooh. And just keep setting up all the old houses in this giant
spot. You're speaking to my soul.
I know. Come on,
I'm a Halloween guy.
Come on, Universal. If it were up to us too. Although, like I said, I'd be this character.
Yeah. A lot of growth. I love to see it. Yeah. You were scared and now you want to be a scare actor. That's awesome.
So, Ramon, before we choose our fate.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm going to go blue this time. Nice. That was not successful
Blizz Rock,
for me.
Yeah. Good choice.
Ice. What has been so far? I know you're not quite done yet with the season. There's a couple more dates of Halloween Horror Nights, which is great. Boo. I wish it was, again, forever. this time around, what has been either like your favorite moment or your favorite house or your favorite component of a house?
Ooh, that's a tricky one to answer for sure, because there's so many different moments that make you kind of step back and be like, whoa, what we do is pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
I think for this year, I think back to opening night, being on the other side of the front gates as we were doing our opening moments. So we do our opening ceremonies every year where there's something happening at the front gates that beckons people in, right? So we love the opening ceremonies. And this year, the opening ceremonies involved Dr. Oddfellow, which is a character that I was involved in creating along with the rest of our team.
He's epic.
And, so much love and care and passion was poured into the creation of that character. So to see him kind of take center stage on the very first night of the run and welcome people in and seeing people's reactions, it gave me goosebumps. It gives me goosebumps thinking about it right now.
That's incredible.
That's a moment that stands out to me for sure.
But I love it.
So as going back to your scare acting days, because I had a hypothesis last night. I was like, all right, so if you walk out and you look tough, they're like, we're not going to be able to scare her. But if you look scared, it's almost like they want to go for you even more, because they're like, prime me. Is that how you felt as a character?
100%. Okay. 100%.
Good.
Especially as a streets performer, as a scare actor out in our scare zones, there's a lot of improv, right? And you have to kind of gauge your audience. And you have to kind of feel the energy of the people that are coming towards you and kind of base your selection of scares based off of people who are scared, right? But there's also an enjoyment of like going after the groups that are like coming through like, oh, I'm not scared of this. And then getting a huge reaction out of them. It's like, ha, gotcha.
You love that. Gotcha. Do you keep tally?
Yeah, a little bit.
In my soul, in my mind.
How many souls have I connected tonight?
That book over there was just all the people you've scared.
yes. Exactly.
This has been honestly one of the coolest experiences I've ever had. We're so grateful for all the insights and teaching us about boo holes. And please, honestly, I would recommend, at least if you're, even if you're scared, you have to go to Halloween Horror Nights once in your life.
100%.
You have to.
There's so much content that truly there's something for everyone to enjoy. Even if you're not a huge fan of horror, I can guarantee you'd come to the event and find something that you love.
I had a lot of fun.
just riding the ride that night.
Yeah, it's truly. So cool. Yeah. That's an experience in and of itself, right? Being able to go into Diagon Alley at night and see the Death Eaters and things like that. Like that's there's so much for a wide range of people to enjoy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, my last question for you is, if you're able, for the brave souls who've been here with us for this episode, can we get a little bit of a sneak peek about what we can expect next year?
Ooh. Ooh, hell no.
So I am sworn to secrecy. Yeah. What I can say is expect us to up the ante even more.
Wow.
We love to challenge ourselves with really raising the bar every single year. This year is an all-timer of a year. It's the most successful Halloween Horror Nights we've ever had in our 32-year history.
Congratulations.
And thank you. And we're hoping for 33 to top even that.
That's a good number. That's a spooky number.
Expect a lot of screams, a lot of laughs. Menacing creatures.
Yeah.
And maybe a few tricks up our sleeve.
Ah, we'll see. You see how he answered that? He's smart. He gave us a ton of information and nothing at all. Prepare to be scared at Halloween.
I'm properly trained.
Yes, you are. Thank you so much once again. We've had an amazing time. We've had an amazing weekend. For those of you listening, it's been fun to bring you along the mothership with us. We love doing these satellite things and landing and putting a little anti-gravity. Even though, you know, my hips hurt, but that's okay. Worth it.
Worth it.
Before we leave and we end this incredible time at Halloween Horror Nights, I think we have one last thing to do.
I guess we should.
Choose our fate.
Well, you know, I'm a creature of habit, so I'll see you guys later.
All right, I'm going nice. Where are you going, Zemo?
I'm
going
to stand right here and see what happens.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us at Halloween Horror Nights and Cinema our own world. Yes. Bye.
Bye. This podcast is brought to you by Moonflower Productions in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.